The goal of in-store shopper measurement is to understand customer experience. And as with all behavioral measurement, we aspire to achieve measurement of populations, not samples, avoiding all the challenges of representative sampling. But when, as is nearly always the case, the cost of measurement implementation defeats fleet-wide deployment, the goal becomes to find ways to use the measurement we have to make fleet-wide inferences. That isn't easy. A sample of stores is inherently biased, biased by store layout, biased by store neighborhood, biased by the surrounding stores, the weather, even the newness of the store. It's a truism of physical retail that no two stores are alike. That doesn't mean building a reasonably representative sample of stores is impossible, but it does mean that you'll never replicate the ability of a website to do a true A/B test on random populations. When you choose stores to measure, you have to balance the factors I cited above and try to achieve critical mass for testing and inference across each of those variables. And the more diverse your fleet, the harder that's going to be. One shortcut for building that sample wisely is to use existing store POS data. The distribution of products purchased is a surprisingly good proxy for many of the environmental factors I cited above. Stores that cluster together in terms of product purchase distribution and conversion will tend to perform pretty similarly. It's a powerful enough technique that, within size and layout categories, sales distribution similarity is the variable I'd most recommend for building a store sampling strategy.